Proposed regulations to allow some three-story homes to be constructed in Red Deer raised concerns at a public hearing this week. The city's new zoning bylaw could potentially allow a 15-meter building height for homes, compared to the current 10 to 12 meters under the city's existing land use bylaw. David Jorardin, major projects planner for the city of Red Deer, admitted this prospect alarmed some residents, who expressed reservations about too tall aesthetics and loss of privacy at Monday's public meeting at City Hall. One man compared a 45-foot home to a lighthouse. Jorardin believes some people were unaware that the bylaw contains development area regulations to ensure that a three-story new home would not be built next to a bungalow. The character of a street is considered in these new rules so that new building heights would be limited to being only one story taller than the homes they are beside. To have a three-story building, you could only build between two-story buildings, explained Jorardin. The 15-meter height is being proposed in the new zoning bylaw because many new homes are being built with tall ceilings and flat roofs so their total height can comply with existing regulations. Jorardin noted that many older homes are already considered 2.5 stories because they have living space in their attics. About 10 people spoke at Monday's public hearing. This included some builders and developers who asked the city to reconsider how many sites fall under the discretionary use designation. This gives city council the ultimate authority to determine whether a type of development is suitable for a particular site. Jorardin said members of Build prefer the greater certainty of the permitted use designation. They want to know what's expected of them, rather than going through all of this work to find there are too many conditions on what can be built. City planners have been working on changes to the old land use bylaw for the past 18 months, and this is only the first of a three-phase overhaul of expansive regulations that cover all manner of zoning and land uses, from residential to commercial and industrial, parks and utility districts. Jorardin said various public engagement sessions were held and some changes were made to comply with what the public wanted. For instance, the 15% ratio of homes in a neighborhood that can have in-house suites or backyard suites was maintained, although planners had considered raising this to 25%. Duplexes and backyard suites were also made discretionary instead of permitted uses in some areas. On April 29, city councilors will hear responses to some questions that were asked of city staff. Council could reconsider some aspects of the proposed bylaw, or ask planners to explore other options, said Jorardin. The new zoning bylaw has not yet received final approval, but public commentary is now closed.